You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhook, could you please serve everyone out? Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Luke. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. All right, Luke, you understand how this year game is played?
Yep.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three categories today. We offer you the wonderful world of drugs, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone, and finally today, license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
License to spill. Still makes me laugh.
Because you're not a cat. All right, a road in North Carolina was reopened hours after a tractor trailer caught on fire. Now, according to the Goldsboro Fire Department, units were dispatched to a vehicle fire around 2:50 in the morning. Upon arrival, firefighters said the tractor was engulfed in flames. Quote, after discovering the fire, the driver of the truck quickly disconnected from the trailer and drove the vehicle to an area that would not affect the cargo. Now, officials said it took 8 personnel and 3 vehicles to respond to the incident and knock down the flames, which took until about 3:30. As the fire was being fought, officials said fuel spilled from the vehicle, keeping the area closed. Quote, during the fire, the saddle fuel tanks on the truck ruptured, causing a fuel spill that prompted the response of the Wayne County Emergency Management. The city of Goldsboro's Public Works Department also responded in force to mitigate the spill and assist with the cleanup. Blah, 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 blah. Now, officials said no one was injured in the incident, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. But the question is, what was the truck hauling before it burst into flames? Was it batteries? Was it diapers? Was it manure? Or was it liquid sulfur? So keep in mind, it's not the batteries, diapers, manure, or liquid sulfur. And again, it wasn't the trailer that caught on fire. It was actually the cab. And that's why he separated to prevent the fire from reaching the cargo.
What was the last one after sulfur?
Liquid sulfur. So batteries, diapers, manure, or liquid
manure.
Sulfur.
That's
manure.
Okay. What do you guys think? Because this one's a toughie.
Luke, I'm going manure.
Okay.
There's not a ton of hints in this one.
Not really.
Well, the urgency of him trying to get that thing away from the cargo.
Yeah.
In the event that. Is what either way, you're going to try to save the cargo. But why is it that important to do it that quick? So that's the way I'm thinking about it.
Okay. You said batteries, liquid sulfur, and the other two.
Diapers or manure.
diapers, manure, liquid sulfur, or batteries. Considering how dangerous I'm imagining things to be, I'm going to go with liquid sulfur.
All right. I'll go with batteries.
Batteries for Ted.
Yeah.
What did he disconnect from the cargo? What was it holding? Batteries, diapers, manure, or liquid sulfur? We're going to find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is licensed to spill on profile. This has got a road in North Carolina that was partially closed after a semi caught on fire. The driver was able to detach the cab from the load. So the load did not catch on fire. His
Correct.
Cab did. But the question is, what was the load containing? Batteries, diapers, manure, or liquid sulfur?
And, Luke, that is the very question that we posed to you, and you went with liquid sulfur. I'm afraid it was not liquid sulfur.
Nuts.
That's a, hey, watch your language.
Easy, man.
Let's see. Wiles and Montgomery, you went with manure. It was not manure. And, Ted, you went batteries.
Batteries.
You're 100% correct.
Wow. All right.
I don't know if they're lithium batteries or regular batteries. My man was like, yeah. You know, isn't that like a movie? Like, the truck overturns or whatever the hell, wipes out, crashes. And then, like, in the movies, it actually punctured the gas tanks. The fuel is actually rolling down the street, and it's in flames.
It does seem like it's a set out. Yeah,
nine times out of ten, there's a crash. Like, that's not the thing. But damn. I'm just like, damn, dude. All right.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, before I start talking some football, yesterday was the Golden Globes.
Yep.
Pretty sure our own Mike Hawk here actually watched some of them.
That's fact.
I did as well.
Did you guys watch them in real time, or do you just see who's winning?
I saw it in real Pacific Coast time. So I finished watching football. Obviously, it had already broadcast on the East Coast, and then I watched it as they presented it to us.
We did the move where we waited about an hour, hour and a half in. We went and grabbed dinner real fast, and then we started watching it so that, one, we could skip commercials, and two, we could skip the speeches.
Yeah, I've done that before with, like, award show, right? Especially if it's already later, you can just do what Mike does.
Exactly.
Just go through it quicker. Nikki Glaser was the host. So she came out. This was some of her opening monologue, which I thought was pretty funny.
Timothy Chalamet is here for Marty Supreme. This is interesting. Not a lot of people know this, but Timothy Chalamet is the first actor in history to have to put on muscle for a movie about ping pong. This is true. He gained over 60 ounces. It's insane. And lastly, Steve Martin and Martin Short, keep proving to us that in this industry, you are never, ever too old to still need money.
Obviously, that's
her.
No worries. Taking some shots at people, which were pretty funny. The Leonardo DiCaprio stuff was pretty good. She was just saying, right? She basically was like, you know, you've accomplished all this before any of your girlfriends turned 30. And then I thought just kind of a nice, realistic thing. She was like, nobody knows anything about you.
Right. Other than that, nobody knows anything else about you.
Yeah, she's just like, it's a cheap joke, but she's like, I don't have anything else to joke with you about.
Right.
Which is kind of true. He keeps a pretty tight-lipped, closed circle, so it's like, I don't know what else she would do there.
She leaned pretty hard on Kevin Hart, too. There was a few jokes she took.
the two of them are clearly friends, and he's good with it. Like, he's a comedian, so he knows what it's all about.
Sure.
But, yeah, she beat him up pretty good last night.
I thought one of the highlights, Miles, you would have liked this, was her making fun of Bill Maher.
Oh, I heard he was pissed, though.
So that's the thing. You can see the different reactions. Like, Leonardo DiCaprio's...
He doesn't care.
I don't think he cares. He kind of gets it. But, yeah. Bill Maher did not look happy. What'd she say? Like, God, you give us so much. Like, you don't have to.
No, she was like, Bill, you give us so much. Could you give us less?
Yeah.
And he took it personally. It's like, dude, it's a roast. Get over yourself.
Yeah, my issue with Bill Maher, like, I used to watch his show pretty religiously, right? Miles and I would always talk about it. He comes off kind of swarmy.
Yeah.
And then for somebody that talks, he talks insistently all the time now about cancel culture and this and that. But anybody ribs him a little bit, he seems very off put by it.
I think that's generally how that works.
I saw a stand up at the Paramount, I don't know, 6-7 years ago.
All right.
Maybe the worst stand up I've ever seen. And at that point in time, I was on the outs with his show, but yeah. I still wanted to go see what he did live. I did not know.
Do you watch real time anymore?
No.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I watch John Oliver. That would be my comedic relief on HBO.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like the politics have gotten so intense over the last...
Hey, you just want to escape it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I used to like The Daily Show. There was a few shows I liked, but anymore I'm like...
Right. Everyone's just so deep. Like, God, is there somewhere we can go other than this show where I don't have to hear about it?
Right. Or sports.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of kind of new stuff and current events, though, that was part of her opening monologue.
Good evening and welcome to the 83rd Golden Globes. Yes, the Golden Globes, without a doubt, the most important thing that's happening in the world right now. I cannot believe the amount of star power we have in this room tonight. It's insane. There's so many A-listers. And by A-listers, I do mean people who are on A-list that has been heavily redacted, but... And the Golden Globe for Best Editing goes to the Justice Department. And the award for Most Editing goes to CBS News. Yes. CBS News, America's newest place to see BS News.
I do kind of respect. They were on CBS.
Too. Oh, yeah.
And she just went at him, which I just thought was awesome. Obviously, we talked about Timothy Chalamet already. He did win an award, Best Performance by a Male in a Motion Picture.
Does that mean he beat Leonardo, I guess?
Yeah.
With a rock, yes.
Yeah. Has anybody seen Marty Supreme?
No.
I only heard about it like 2 weeks ago.
All right, I want to go see it just because I'm obsessed with Timothy Chalamet right now.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I just think it's awesome. I don't know if you noticed, basically, when they made that film, he said, hey, don't spend any money on publicity. He said in every interview he did for about 2 months before Christmas, he'd wear all that cool Marty Supreme gear, which frankly, like I saw him on a skit with Drewski. I thought it was real stuff. I didn't realize it was about the movie. And then he just walked around with these four guys in orange ping pong heads, but he never acknowledged them. So every interview, they would just stand there and he would never bring them up. I guess they said, don't ask about them, but they were just there.
Okay.
And he basically just said, hey, trust me. Like, I know what's going on. Like, I can do guerrilla marketing, and I think I can get people interested. And to his credit, it did.
It worked.
Right. I'm like, I kind of want to go see it. And then my buddy, the mayor, he went and saw it on Christmas Day with his son. So I saw him, like, 2 days later, and he was like, I liked it. He goes, it just has you on edge, like, the whole movie. And I go, you know that's the same director that did, what was the one with Sandler? Uncut Gems?
Uncut Gems. Yeah.
And he goes, that's the same director? I go, yeah. If you've seen Uncut Gems, that same kind of thing where it's like, it gets your anxiety.
Always a little tense, yeah.
Right, because it gets your anxiety going, but they never really do the right thing.
Yeah.
Seems like Marty Supreme is a lot like that. Like, you're just you're like, something's got to change.
Okay.
But I don't think it does. Let's see. For best TV stuff, since I'm talking about movie or TV, best television series was The Studio on Apple TV.
That's Seth Rogen.
That is Seth Rogen.
I'll check that one out.
I haven't watched that one yet, but I'm going to have to get Apple TV here soon because F1's moving over there.
I heard it's supposed to be a funny show, but I haven't seen it.
Best television limited series was that Adolescence on Netflix.
And that's the one you went on about, right?
That is so good cinematically.
Okay, well, look, the mom, the dad, and the kid, and I know nothing about that TV show beyond what you've told me here, all of them won their respective categories.
Correct.
So like actor? whoever plays the dad, he's up there. I guess the woman who played the therapist, whatever her role was, she won it, and then the kid won. I'm just like, damn, okay.
Again, though, for you, you're the only person in this room I wouldn't recommend this show to.
I told my wife that. I said, Ted recommends this, but he said maybe don't watch it.
Well, just because you have kids that age, specifically a boy.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be, it might hit a little too close and worrying.
I got you.
I don't know what the subject matter is, but I'm going to guess.
Social media.
All right.
Social media has a lot to do with it. Something terrible happens. But, like, Miles, your kids are already kind of out of that. Well, they are. They're in their 20s. Like, they're real grown adults. This is basically just kind of really focused on, like, teenage years and how, you know, talking to people on the internet, how it can kind of, you know, infiltrate your kids' thoughts and this and that.
Yeah.
And then something really, really terrible happens.
Okay.
And they just, the parents are just shocked. Like, we thought we were doing right, but who knows? So, yeah, again. And then each four-hour episode is in one continuous shot.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Kind of like that war movie about
I think they said that. Yeah, I think the guy addressed that on some level yesterday about knowing the continuous shot. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, and I think one of the cops in that show, if I remember correctly, he was a big gangster on Top Boy, which is another English gangster show I like. So it's kind of weird seeing him. It's like, you know, we had The Wire, right? And then some of those actors from The Wire showed up on the next show about crooked cops in Baltimore. They had gone from playing drug dealers
playing
cops. Crooked cops. But yeah, and it's like, all right, you kind of see how that all fits in there together. Obviously, there wasn't a ton for Seahawks fans over the weekend because you got to relax and chill out.
We wanted to see who you're going to play.
You wanted to. I will say Friday night also, college football, we got to do something because you had that game Thursday. You had the game Friday. Indiana, to me, is just
easily number one.
They've just looked head and shoulders above any other team.
Really?
I mean, they beat the crap out of the Ducks. Like, that was bad.
What is that championship? Is that the following one week from today?
It's a week from today. So even my brother and I were talking today, and we're just like, to me, start the playoffs earlier.
I agree
like,
with that.
To me, January 1st is always going to be college football's day, right? So, you know, college baseball every year is played in Omaha, the College World Series.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can have all those other bowl games, but just make the Rose Bowl
the
end of January 1st. That is when you play the national title, because I just feel like they've lost all those momentum. And it's been a big year. After these awesome weekends of wild card games, like even I, the college nerd, is kind of like, oh, yeah, they still got a game to play.
So, but where is it?
It's in Miami. So it's
you're kidding me.
So the University of Miami is not the home team. They're the visitors, but it's a home game for them.
Yeah.
Wow. Because they're playing Indiana and they're playing at Hard Rock Stadium, which is where Miami plays the regular season games.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Miami, for the record, used to play at the Orange Bowl. I saw somebody this weekend and they're like, you're telling me some of these bowl games are named after stadiums? I'm like, yeah, the Cotton Bowl is a real stadium. Yeah. I've been there. Mm-hmm. Like, it's by the Texas State Fair.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, the Orange Bowl.
Rose Bowl.
Right, the Rose Bowl is a stadium. But I was going to say, the games on Saturday were awesome.
NFL, are you talking?
NFL.
Oh, God, yeah.
And generally, wild card weekend sometimes, like, you know, if your team's not playing, you might check it out or whatever. But that first game was great, and then I went to a bar to watch the second game. A lot of Packers fans in there. And then the Bears came back out of nowhere and won that game. I was shocked.
I feel like that's as much on the Packers as it is the Bears.
Correct.
Right, and actually, because I'm still bitter about my season, I said to my wife, I'm like, that's some Ravens-esque collapse right there. You're a bunch of grown. Let the Ravens be the bitches out there to give up fourth quarter leads like that. But I'm like, don't do that. You're in the play. You earn the right to be there, and you're going to act like you're the Ravens. I'm like, it's disgusting. Come on, man.
Right. The Panthers in that first game did a great job. They made a game of it. But
anybody see that coming? No. No, you didn't.
The Rams,
don't say you did.
The Rams should have won that. They ended up winning. But
yeah.
And great weekend for the NFC West. And then, yeah, the games were good on Sunday. I mean, that game last night was the only one that kind of
beat the living hell out of the Chargers.
Yeah, they just kind of manhandled them a little bit. So, like, it never...
You're being very kind.
The score was never that, like, crazy out of reach.
It's not the score.
You just didn't get the feeling that the Chargers really could move the ball or do anything.
To me, it's like a jail cell. And I'll tell you, you didn't get beat up much by your bunkmate, but he weighs 360 pounds and all he does is stare at you. I understand what's going on in there. And that's the way the Patriots were at the Chargers. Like, bitch, don't try to do anything.
But, yeah, great weekend of games. The Seahawks will play on Saturday, hosting the Niners.
How you feeling?
Duh, I'm excited for the game. Okay. I would say confident or nervous. I'm just like, damn, you got to play him again. They'll announce that game time after this last game tonight as the TV networks want to fight over who gets which guy. And that last wild card game is on right now. You got the Steelers hosted the Texans.
Let's go, Texans!
Let's go, Texans!
Teddy, we appreciate it, man. Headlines are coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A man gets a flower tattoo. Now he can't sweat. And all his hair fell out. Meanwhile, two coach passengers tried to sit in first class, thinking that they had some clout. Stranded kid is rescued stuck atop a Dallas bridge beam. When your Waymo stops on tracks and here comes a train, you are going to scream. And a store in Everett is broken into four times, and it gets broken into again. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story, we're going to Miami, where the rules don't apply, I guess. Officers at the airport had the pleasure of escorting two women off of a flight after it was determined that they had no clue on how to find their own seats.
What?
The story doesn't detail why or how they came to believe that they had earned the seats that they had sat in, but as they took up a pair of first-class seats and then simply refused to move.
Yeah, that works every time.
For most of us over the age of five, we know that's simply not how things work, but the pair escalated the situation to the point that airport officials had to be called and escort them off the flight. A video has gained attention online, which features the women being brought back into the terminal, with one cooperating and the other taking a pause to sit childishly on the ground for a moment before officers pick her back up and they continue on their way. Nothing further was detailed concerning the flight being delayed, nor the charges that they may be facing.
Why do they go through all that when you're just wrong?
I don't know.
Yeah. Mike and I were talking about this earlier. Like, I have no, like, you
look at your ticket, on the ticket, it tells you the row, it tells you the seat, just take that seat.
They were fairly entitled as they walked off that plane.
They were.
You don't say.
And they have zero reason to be, was my whole thing. You know, they got off the plane, and the one who's actually walking says, we got kicked off the plane for sitting in the wrong effing seat. And as soon as I heard that, I went, well, I know, I would bet a bottom dollar on a handful of things to be true in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
They told you you're in the wrong seat. They showed you proof that you were in the wrong seat and said, if you don't move, we're going to pull you off this plane. No, you did not get arrested for sitting in the wrong seat. You got arrested because you're being a childish douchebag.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. But I don't know how people do not understand that.
I don't get where they were coming from in the first place. We're just choosing to sit here? Like, did you just...
This is not Southwest. Even Southwest is getting rid of it, right?
Right. Did you try to get them with, hey, we've seen the manifest and there's nobody in these seats, so we're going to take them? Like, that's also not how that works. There's so much that's confusing about this story that drives me insane.
Uh-huh. They're entitled. That's the long and short.
Yeah. In other news, down to Phoenix, where the traffic continues to cause chaos. A passenger inside of a Waymo self-driving car felt the need to bail out in the middle of his journey due to a glitch in the system. The self-driving cars use 29 cameras to navigate throughout the neighborhoods and roads, but can run into trouble when there's sudden changes, such as a construction zone. Due to construction in the area, the car had elected to start driving on the light rail tracks directly toward an oncoming train. The passenger bailed out to avoid being involved in the collision, and no injuries were reported in the incident. Operations staff responded to the scene, and the company was contacted, and the scene was cleared within 15 minutes.
So bad.
I don't think the train even collided with this car.
It doesn't need to.
Right.
You're just going to ask your pants, like, what are we doing here?
And it's a light rail, so it's not like it's going to do as much as, like, if a freight train were rolling by, but at the same time...
It'll do more than the Waymo.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact. And, you know, this is causing an increased amount of distrust within these things. We still believe them to be safer than normal human drivers. It's like, normal human drivers don't just drive straight at trains.
And that's kind of the difference. Like, I understand what they're saying as far as braking or changing lanes, but the one thing is that people don't do, we do not actively drive on train tracks toward oncoming trains.
Correct. You're right.
Not by accident.
Your cameras and sensors are constantly watching for any incoming dangers and are able to stop against those incoming dangers, but it's not those that we're concerned about now. It's the dangers that we as human drivers would not get ourselves into.
At all.
Right. Don't worry. Your thing's glitching in an entirely different realm of possibilities over here. And that's always been my concern. When it comes to technology, when it comes to AI, if everything stays on the track, it's good to go. It's flawless. It will run absolutely great. But then as soon as you have one thing to buck the system, it goes haywire completely. And now it has no idea what to do. And it freaks out.
And it does not have a sense of life or death.
No. No, it doesn't.
You know, that's what saves us, is the inherent want to stay alive.
Right.
So if you're crossing the street and realize a car is speeding, we run out of the way.
Correct.
I mean, that's all. And we do it before we even realize we're doing it. That is the difference.
That's a fact. We all like to make changes to ourselves and our appearances over time to better represent who we are. But sometimes our bodies disagree with our choices. A study was published detailing one such situation that transpired after a man got a tattoo. It was simple. He wanted a red flower on his forearm. It wasn't a major piece. It was reasonably sized. It was just a tattoo. But as it turns out, the man had an allergic reaction to the red pigmentation in the ink.
That is the color that gets people most.
Yeah, right. Is it really?
Yeah. And the tattoo were, I don't know what it is. It's just something about the pigments. Whatever pigments you, because whatever color you're seeing, that means that particular substance or thing you're looking at, it's every color except that color. So in other words, it's like a reflection. So anything that's red and its essence is every color other than red. And basically that pigment is reflecting red back out. It does not absorb it. It reflects it back out. And that's how we perceive color.
Okay.
But for whatever reason in the tattoo world, at least according to the artists I've seen, they're like red. Of all the colors we have, the reaction, if people have an allergic reaction, it seems like red is absolutely the most prevalent.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know what the pigment is, but whatever the pigment takes to reflect red back out for us to perceive something as red.
Irritates skin.
Yeah.
But instead of just being itchy or breaking out like the more common allergic reactions, he suffered side effects such as his hair falling out.
Jesus.
And losing the ability to sweat.
That's a weird one. That right. is really, really weird. Yeah. I mean, I'm a tattoo guy, but if that becomes the norm, I'm out.
And they had a name for it that I hadn't seen before, but it sounds like it was coming up in certain patches, like places that you would normally be sweaty just weren't anymore.
Like and armpits.
Then it just, yeah, and it kept increasing. So after they finally pinpointed the culprit to be the tattoo pigment, they actually had to biopsy a swollen lymph node.
Jesus.
And they found traces of the ink in there. They went, there, it's where it is. So he went under the knife to have the tattoo sliced off of his arm and replaced with skin grafts.
Jeez.
Wow.
Whiz, it's a lot.
He has since grown his hair back and the other issues receding as well.
So as soon as they got rid of that, it's all normal.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Yep, it all just started setting right back to the way that it needed to be. Would you rather have laser surgery to get rid of a tattoo or have it sliced off?
Well, it sounds to me like laser wasn't an option on this one.
Yeah, right? But just in case it stores up to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Dallas, where a perilous situation had a happy ending. This one just made me sad. Animal Services got a call about a kitten that had gotten herself into a bit of a tight spot. Stranded on a bridge support beam with nowhere to go. This thing was tall, too. This was an overpass that she was on. For 15 hours. A worker eventually made it onto the scene and teamed up with local fire and rescue teams to grab the kitten and bring her back to safety. She was officially named Skyline in honor of her situation and is currently up for adoption. I would grab that cat.
Would you?
I would.
Do you want a cat that can climb up to the top of a bridge?
I don't
think. It's coming from you.
I don't think she climbed that miles. I think she jumped down.
Oh, okay.
I think she jumped down from the top. Okay. And couldn't get back up.
Gotcha.
Men's room sports locally. On tonight, locally, we have the Kraken. They're currently in New York taking on the Rangers. That game is underway over on Kong. Last I checked, they were in second intermission. Spoiler alert, tied up 2-2. And we've got the final game of the NFL wildcard round currently underway, as well as Ted mentioned, over on ABC and ESPN. As far as your weather, should be overcast and a low of 48 tonight. Tomorrow, the sun peaks out a bit and should be mostly cloudy with a high right around 55. That's it for headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
Sure, we're doing heavy metal power ballads. Is that it tomorrow on Sunspin?
That is correct, sir.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. The lovely Jolene's up in seconds.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this, biatch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.